A day in the zoo.
一天在动物园.
Paul visits the zoo and meets keepers who introduce their jobs and the animals to him. He asks simple questions about the tasks of the keepers.
保罗去动物园,并认识了一些向他介绍职业与动物的饲养员。他向饲养员询问简单的问题.
The zoo is a busy place.
动物园是个繁忙的地方.
Paul sees many different animals.
保罗看到许多不同的动物.
He likes lions and elephants.
他喜欢狮子和大象.
Paul talks with a keeper.
保罗与一个饲养员聊天.
The keeper's name is Ali.
饲养员的名字叫阿丽.
Ali takes care of the animals.
阿丽照顾动物.
She feeds them food.
她喂它们食物.
She likes feeding the monkeys.
她喜欢喂猴子.
Paul asks her which animals she likes.
保罗问她喜欢哪些动物.
Ali says she likes gorillas.
阿丽说她喜欢大猩猩.
The day goes by quickly.
一天过得很快.
Paul says goodbye.
保罗说再见.
He is happy.
他很开心.
He will come again tomorrow.
他明天会再来.
Doctor or artist?
医生还是艺术家?
Anna thinks if she should become a doctor or an artist.
安娜在想她是成为医生还是艺术家?
She interviews people from both professions.
她采访来自这两个职业的人.
The first person is a doctor.
第一个人是医生.
He tells Anna he loves helping people.
他告诉安娜他热爱帮助人们.
He is busy every day but feels satisfied.
他每天很忙,但感到满足.
The second person is an artist.
第二个人是艺术家.
She loves creating things.
她热爱创造东西.
Her work is often unstable.
她的工作常常不稳定.
But she likes freedom.
但她喜欢自由.
Anna thanks them for sharing.
安娜感谢他们的分享.
She is still thinking about choosing a profession.
她一直在考虑选择哪个职业.
She wants to make a wise decision.
她希望做出明智的决定.
She researches more materials.
她研究更多材料.
She asks her family and friends.
她问她的家人和朋友.
They give her good advice.
她们给她很好的建议.
Anna feels more certain.
安娜感觉更加确定.
She decides to become a doctor.
她决定成为医生.
She feels very happy.
她感到很快乐.
She knows it is the right choice for her.
她知道这是她的正确选择.
The lost bag.
失落的包.
Tom lost his bag and asked different people for directions to the lost and found, learning how to give and understand clear directions.
Tom丢了他的包,他问不同的人去失物招领处的路,同时学习如何给予和理解明确的方向.
One day, Tom was at the park and he left his bag on a bench.
一天,Tom没在公园里,他把包放在长椅上.
When he returned, the bag was gone.
当他回来时,包不见了.
He started to panic.
他开始很着急.
He asked a passerby if they had seen his bag.
他问一个经过的人是否看到他的包.
The person suggested that he go to the park office.
那个人建议他去公园办公室.
He quickly arrived at the office.
他很快来到了办公室.
The staff told him to ask at the lost and found.
工作人员告诉他去问失物招领处.
The lost and found was near the office. There, he met a friendly staff member.
失物招领处离办公室很近。在那里, 他遇到了一位友好的员工.
The staff member told Tom that his bag had been found.
工作人员告诉汤姆他的包被找到了.
Tom was very happy and thanked the staff member.
汤姆非常高兴并感谢了那个员工.
He understood how to handle problems calmly.
他明白了如何冷静地处理问题.
Tom learned to express himself more clearly.
汤姆学会了更清晰地表达自己.
He told his friends about the experience.
他告诉朋友们关于这次经历.
His friends were impressed by his new skills.
他的朋友们对他的新技能印象深刻.
An unexpected day.
意外的一天.
Lisa experiences a roller coaster of emotions on her first day at the new job. She learns to communicate her joy, fear, and surprise.
在新工作的第一天, Lisa经历了情绪的过山车. 他学会了如何表达他的欢喜、恐惧和惊讶。
In the morning, Lisa arrived at the new company feeling both excited and nervous.
早上，丽莎怀着期待和紧张的心情到新公司报到。
She met her new co-workers, who welcomed her warmly.
她遇到了她的新同事，他们热情地欢迎她。
Her boss showed her around the company and introduced her to the procedures.
她的上司向她展示了公司，并介绍相关流程。
At lunch, she went out to eat with her new colleagues.
中午吃午饭时，她和新同事们一起去吃饭。
During lunch, they talked about many things related to life and work.
午餐时，他们谈论了许多关于生活和工作的事情。
In the afternoon, she attended an important project meeting.
下午，她参加了一个重要的项目会议。
At the meeting, Lisa bravely voiced her opinions.
在会议上，丽莎勇敢地提出了自己的意见。
Although she was nervous, she did well.
虽然她很紧张，但她做得很好。
After work, she felt she had performed well.
结束工作后，她觉得自己表现得不错。
She realized that she could overcome new challenges.
她意识到，面对新的挑战，她可以克服。
She felt excited and ready for the next day.
她为下一天感到激动和准备妥当。
Culinary arts in the bistro.
在小酒馆的烹饪艺术。
In an exquisite restaurant unfolds an evening full of delicious orders and stimulating conversations between guests and waiters.
在一个精致的餐厅里展开了一个晚上，满是精美的订单和客人与服务员之间的刺激对话。
The world of transport.
交通工具的世界。
A detailed exploration of various transport forms, from historical steam locomotives to modern hyperloops, focusing on technical and cultural aspects.
通过对历史蒸汽机车到现代高速交通系统的详细探索，聚焦于技术和文化方面。
Roads are one of the cornerstones of modern transportation.
公路是现代交通的基石之一。
Railway tracks led the Industrial Revolution.
铁轨铺设引导了工业革命。
Trains significantly connected cities in the 1890s.
火车在1890年代极大地连接了城市。
Modern railways have introduced speed and comfort.
现代铁路引入了高速和舒适。
In some cultures, small cars are considered a status symbol.
在某些文化中，小型汽车被视为地位的象征。
High-efficiency electric vehicles are becoming increasingly common.
高能效电动车变得越来越普遍。
Airplanes have shortened the time required for global travel.
飞机缩短了全球旅行的时间。
Supersonic planes may become popular again in the future.
超音速飞机在未来可能会再次流行。
Maritime technology has greatly developed over the past centuries.
航海技术在过去几个世纪中取得了巨大发展。
Freight shipping is a pillar of the global economy.
货船运输是全球经济的支柱。
Cruise ships offer a relaxing mode of travel.
邮轮提供了一种放松的旅行方式。
Future innovations in shipping could disrupt the industry.
未来的航运创新可能会颠覆行业。
Modern technologies are reducing travel time.
现代技术正在缩短旅行时间。
In the future, fully autonomous vehicles may dominate transport.
未来可能会出现完全自动驾驶的交通工具。